Le 8 mars, une manifestation étudiante a eu lieu dans la cour lycée entre 9h30 et 10h45. La majorité des manifestants faisaient partie des classes de première et de terminale. On a donc interviewé quelques élèves pour en savoir plus. Je suis votre présentateur, Omar Jmel, et bienvenue au Web Radio LFCG.
So we're here with
Ella Barad in première set.
So we're out here with
Matteo Wilkinson, première set.
Okay, we're out here with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Edwards. Okay. What brings you here today, Ella?
What brings me here is the fact that I think a lot of students have been caught in the crossfire of some kind of war between the administration and the teachers, and I think a lot of the students here are really for teachers being paid more. However, I think a lot of it's affecting our education and our bac blanc.
En effet, cette manifestation est une réaction directe à une autre manifestation de la part des professeurs, la rétention des notes. Cette grève avait pour but d'augmenter les salaires de tous les employés du lycée, étant donné que malgré l'inflation au Royaume-Uni, leurs salaires sont toujours déterminés par les salaires imposés dans le système d'éducation français. Mais malgré tout, cela est presque venu au détriment de certaines épreuves de bac blanc, et les élèves se sont donc retrouvés dans une sorte de situation d'otage, ce qui a éventuellement entraîné cette manifestation.
Okay, Matteo, what brings you to the manifestation today?
I thought, you know, I don't like the movement that's going on with the teachers. I think it's a joke. I think they're putting their pride and their worries and frustrations before us. And I think that it's a bit of a joke. I think that if you're a teacher, you should care about the students' well-being first and their success.
I don't think that it should affect the education of the students. I don't think we should have to pay for something that doesn't really involve us.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think this manifestation is going to have any serious impact on the decisions that are made in the future?
I think it's a stepping stone. I think there should and will be more in the future. But not this one, but maybe more in the future at greater volumes and extents.
What brings you here today, Edward?
Everyone in my class left, and my teacher didn't notice me leaving as well, so I'm hoping I just don't get an absence.
Okay.
Évidemment, les élèves n'ont pas tous manifesté pour les mêmes raisons. Mais juste pour clarifier, Edward n'était pas sérieux du tout. Il a même 17 de moyenne en maths. Mais juste pour dire, les élèves se sentaient donc très frustrés. Et donc ils ont tenté de mettre la pression sur l'établissement en ratant leurs cours et en interrompant les cours des autres. Donc pendant la manifestation, il y avait des klaxons, des haut-parleurs, des chants, des blocages d'entrée, et même des affiches avec des messages comme « Black Lives Matter ». Donc les élèves se sont fait entendre, mais la manifestation s'est quand même déroulée de manière assez pacifique, avec l'accord et sous la supervision de certains membres de l'établissement.
Like the little mosh pit, there was fun. I don't know, yeah. I think that's the main takeaway from all this. You know?
Yeah. Thanks for the insight. Do you think the grève's gonna have any serious changes?
Do I think what, sorry?
Do you think the grève's gonna make any serious changes?
I really hope it does. I think it's not like necessarily, I think a big part of the grève is just trying to show how we feel, because I think a lot of students are kind of just forced to sit in silence whilst the teachers don't show up to our lessons, whilst we don't get our grades, whilst we can't really keep up on our improvement. So I think, I really hope it does just show that this is like affecting us. And also the fact that a lot of teachers do say, oh, it doesn't matter if you don't get your grades because you can see it through our commentaire. The thing is, the system is what's forced us to feel like our grades like really matter, and I think it's true that just the commentaire isn't enough to really know where you stand on the grade boundaries.
Thank you, Ella.
N'hésitez pas à écouter d'autres podcasts du Web Radio. Il y aura sûrement un thème qui va vous intéresser. Et ceci dit, merci beaucoup de nous avoir écoutés et à bientôt.